I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew.
Welcome back. This is Michael Cashew, and you are listening to the Brute Strength Podcast. Today, I'm talking about books. A lot of people reach out to me and ask me what books I recommend, to which I always respond, well, what are you trying to learn? What are you working on right now? And so if you haven't already listened to the episode that I did last week on how to get the most out of the books that you read, I highly recommend doing that. In there, I talk about some really impactful things that I've learned over the past couple of years that have helped me to really leverage what I get out of books and have allowed me to comprehend a lot more. So I really recommend that show. And one other thing before I start just rattling books off is something that I heard by this guy named Naval Ravikant. Quick side note, if you haven't listened to his show on Joe Rogan, it is just mind blowing. It's so good. Naval Ravikant, it's Ravikant. Go check that out. And then he also has like a 4-hour podcast of just like these little mini episodes on building wealth and a lot of other things that is just so damn good. So I highly recommend that. He has this saying that if you want to fall in love with reading, if you want to read more, then find books that you just love to read. And it's so simple, but it made so much sense to me when I heard him say that. When I was a kid, I was exposed to a lot of amazing fiction, including Harry Potter, and I just became obsessed with reading. I also read a lot of John Grisham books like The Firm or The Pelican Brief, and I just really fell in love with reading because I had books and I was exposed to books that I just love so much. And I find a lot of adults being very resistant to reading. My judgment is that they're trying to read things that are just really not that interesting to them. They see books that other people are reading and those topics aren't really that interesting. Or they just don't feel like reading about those topics. And if that's the case, and you feel like interested in reading, but you notice some resistance inside of yourself, then just explore reading some different things. Another thing that I picked up from Naval is that he reads on a Kindle and he'll be reading like 20 different books at a time. And so he just flips back and forth between whatever interests him in that moment. I've been resistant against Kindles for a long time. I really love having a physical book, but then we were traveling this past summer and I didn't want to have so much weight in my bag. And so we got Kindles and I have absolutely loved it. I just flip back and forth between whatever interests me in that moment. And then I usually end my day with some fiction. So find some shit that you love and don't give up on reading. It gives you access to all of the knowledge, most of the knowledge of the world. And if you only read and you don't act, you don't actually use the information there, then you probably won't get much out of it. But if you listen to my show last week that I put out last week and you do what I say in there, then you're going to get a shitload out of reading. So without further ado, here's some reading recommendations. All of these books are things that have had an enormous impact on my life. And one problem that I see that I've made a lot is hearing a book recommendation from someone else that had a really big impact on them and thinking it's going to have the same impact on me. But reading is so much about timing, right? I read these things and the timing was perfect for me to hear it, and I had the motivation to take action on it. And so it was really impactful for me. That doesn't mean it will be for you, but these are some of my favorite books in some different categories. So in psychology and self-help, probably the most gifted book of all time, the one I've given away most, is Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. And the general thesis is that there is so much power in being vulnerable, in being courageous, in showing your weaknesses to people, in showing your emotions. There's just so much power. It connects us. It makes us better leaders. It makes us happier. It makes us feel like we belong to ourselves. Another amazing book that I read about the same time was Mindset by Carol Dweck. And that is a book about having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. A growth mindset is a mindset where we believe that our brains are plastic and can grow and be stretched in any direction. And a fixed mindset is one in which we think that a certain trait of ours is simply fixed. So I grew up thinking I'm good at math. Or I guess that's a poor example. I grew up thinking that I was disorganized. And so as soon as I think that, and I carry that into adulthood, as long as I have that thought, then there is no possibility for me to be more organized, because I have this identity of I am disorganized. And once I adopted this mindset of I can grow in every area of my life completely transformed. Super amazing book. The next one is A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. I read this past summer and had a major shift. What it gave me is the ability to be more present. And what it taught me is that there are two purposes in our life. There's our inner purpose and our outer purpose. Our inner purpose is our primary purpose in life. It should be the number one priority, which is just to be present, to actually be here right now doing whatever we're doing, to treat whatever we're doing right now as the most important thing we could be doing. That was huge for me. And then our outer purpose is, you know, our career, our family, whatever our outer purpose, whatever you could see on a video camera. And this is it's a really different book. If it's not the right time for you, then it could just be boring and you might not get anything out of it. But I think especially if you're into meditation, if the word being more present like resonates with you, I think this is a phenomenal book. Another one is called The Great Work of Your Life, and this is about finding your outer purpose, your dharma. And this book explains the principles of the Bhagavad Gita, which is one of the holiest books in the world. And it talks about finding your dharma, finding your purpose in career or your calling, if you will. Another amazing one. In relationships, I read the book Conscious Loving, which taught me the difference between codependency and co-commitment. A codependent relationship is one in which two partners are not whole, and together they're kind of like filling a hole inside of each other, and it's a unhealthy dependent relationship. A co-committed one is one in which both parts are whole, and together they form a third entity, which is greater than the sum of their parts, which is the relationship. And they express dreams, hopes, desires to each other. And together they hold each other accountable to achieving those things, those hopes and dreams and desires. And they hold them to the type of person that they say they want to be. Amazing book. Another one was called The Way of the Superior Man. This is probably my second most gifted book of all time. And this one is about masculinity and femininity. And it's kind of a hard one to explain, but it helped me to be a better husband. It has helped me to be more comfortable in my own skin and to understand my own masculinity a lot better, and to understand Adi's femininity. And it's taught me the reverse, like my own femininity and Adi's masculinity as well. But that's a longer discussion. Amazing book. some business books. Number one is The E-Myth. This one was one of the first business books that I read, and it taught me that as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, I don't have to be doing every single thing in the business. And it taught me about delegation, and it just really helped shift my mindset in how one runs a successful business. Another one that I read really early on, this might have been the first one, was The 4-Hour Workweek. I read it, or I listened to it as I was driving from Louisiana to Utah. I listened to it in one shot, and it completely transformed my life. And the goal of this book is not so that you are just not working, you're kind of a bum, and you're living on a beach. Although if that's valuable to you, then you can certainly do that. But it's about figuring out what's important to be working on and how to let go, how to identify and let go of things that are not important to the business or important to your life. And you can apply so many of these principles that Tim Ferriss teaches in all areas of life. Huge, huge book for me. The next one is called Deep Work by Cal Newport. Sorry, The E-Myth is by Michael Gerber. Way of Superior Man is by David Dieta. Conscious Loving is by Gay and something Hendricks. I don't know who Great Work of Your Life is. I forget. Anyway, Deep Work, Cal Newport. This is about the fact that in today's workforce, there's so much shallow work being done, emails, text, low value phone calls, checking social media. Like, we're just bombarded by shallow activities. And if we don't have a deep work practice, then it's going to be really hard for us to get into a flow state and to do our best work, to be really creative, to create content, or to create high level business strategy. And this one, it sounds super boring, but I could not put this book down. I also couldn't put his digital minimalism book down. He is an amazing writer. He has so much research and also personal experience to back up his claims. And this was a huge one for me. Another one that I read last year is called Getting Things Done by David Allen. I've struggled with, like I said earlier, organization and productivity in general, especially working remotely and having to set my own schedule. I've struggled with that big time. This year, I read that book, and I also took an online course called Getting Stuff Done Like a Boss, and that's by Tiago Forte. And that teaches you how to implement what's in the book, Getting Things Done, using modern technology. It's kind of an older book. So the modern technology piece makes a lot of sense. I mean, this thing absolutely transformed the way I work. I have a system that I have so much trust in. It frees up so much mental space. I never worry about, am I going to forget that? Am I going to get it done? I always get it done. I'm more productive by a landslide than I've ever been. I'm more dependable. I'm just crushing it. And it's because of that system. Another one is called The Perfect Day Formula. And this helped me learn about the power of morning routines and how to best set them up. This was really impactful for me, especially early on when we started Brute and I had no structure. It gave me some structure. And over time, you know, now I look forward to my morning so much because it's just full of things that just really light me up. And at the end of it, I feel on fire and like I've already won the day. A few more. In finance, in the past couple of years, I've really leaned into learning about personal finance, and I've, you know, taken some courses and read some things that didn't really resonate, but these three are awesome. Number one is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It teaches about a lot of things, but it's almost as if it was written in fiction. It's like very story form, and it teaches about, shit, how do I explain this? Assets versus liabilities, and just how to shift your mindset to think in terms of the way that the rich think. And, you know, this doesn't mean you have to be a money hungry, sleazy person, but the principles in here can help you get out of the rat race and really rethink the way you think about wealth and money. Another one is called Think and Grow Rich. This is probably the most famous personal development book of all time. It's by Napoleon Hill. It has a lot of like visualization type stuff and a lot of just mindset stuff. It's not very tactical at all, but it is incredible. And finally, I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. This is also something that recently I gave all of our staff at WAG. I've also given it out to a ton of different friends because it's very, very practical. I think the subheader is like a 6-week guide to freedom or something like that. It's like a 6-week step-by-step process to take that get you to where you have sort of an automated system for your personal finances. It also includes how to invest, where to invest, and how to create a system where you don't even have to think of these things. All of these books have helped me go from feeling completely overwhelmed by personal finance to feeling like I have a handle on it. I it's not my strong suit still. I have years and lots of a long way to go, but they gave me a lot of confidence and peace of mind, which is just so amazing. And it gave me a ton of awareness. So those are a bunch of books. I highly recommend, do not go and buy all of them all at once. Try to think about like what is important to me right now? What is my highest priority in life right now? What do I want to grow in? What skills am I trying to develop? What skills do I need to help me reach my goals? And if any of these are in line with that, then I recommend you pick one of them up. And if not, then just pick another book. I hope this was helpful, guys. If you want more book recommendations, let me know. You can reach me at Michael Kazyu, Kazyoux on Instagram. I check it every now and then, and I've got lots more, but these are just some of my favorites. Have a great day. This episode is brought to you by WAG. My wife, Adi, started the company about 5 years ago, and 2 years ago, I joined her to help her lead the company full-time. What we do at WAG is one-on-one nutrition coaching. That's what we specialize in. We also recently started to train other nutrition coaches and to help them start their own online nutrition businesses. If you're interested in being coached by us, you can use the code BRUTE50, that's BRUTE50 at checkout, and you can get 50% off of your first month of membership. What I love about what we do, number one is, and this is something I really admire about Adi, is that our number one value is client transformation. And I've seen her make the decision over and over and over again to improve the service versus do something that just makes her more money. And I just really, really respect that. There's such an emphasis on making sure that this remains a world-class service and that people are actually getting amazing results. And I think that's very well represented in the percentage of amazing feedback that we get, as well as the number of testimonials of people that have had just massive transformations on our website. What I love about nutrition coaching and the thing that people rave about most is the accountability aspect. There's something called the Hawthorne effect, where there was a study done, and I learned this from one of my mentors named Evan. There was a study done in a factory where they told the employees that someone was going to come in and just change the lights or look at the lights. And what happened was the employees' performance went way, way up. And what they found is that by simply having someone observe what we're doing, or thinking that, even thinking they're observing what we're doing, makes our performance go up. So just the fact that you have someone to be accountable to check in with, immediately makes your food decisions and your performance in your nutrition go up. It allows you to reach your goals faster than any other thing you could possibly do in your nutrition. Other things that we offer are education. When you sign up, you get access to a huge knowledge base. It's just a big download into your brain of our philosophy on nutrition. We have a ton of videos and emails that you'll receive for free when you sign up, and your education, your knowledge of nutrition will just skyrocket. You get access to a community, a really supportive and engaged Facebook community. There are a couple thousand people in there. And when you ask a question, when you ask for support, you will immediately get a shitload of responses. You'll also probably get a lot of likes, which feels good. The results, I think, speak for themselves. Again, we have something like 700 testimonials of people that have gotten unbelievable results on our website. And you can just scroll through those and find someone that's similar to you. So how it works is you sign up with us, you fill out a questionnaire. That questionnaire is then used to pair you with the best coach for you. That coach will then send you a custom nutrition plan. And then you'll go out into your life and you'll try to follow the plan. And as you encounter obstacles and challenges, you will report back to your coach, and your coach will help you strategize getting through those specific obstacles and challenges. You get a weekly check-in as well as unlimited messaging through an app that we created called Seismic. So if you're interested in being coached by us, you can use the code BRUTE50, B-R-U-T-E 50, at checkout. You can go to workingagainstgravity.com and use that code. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach and quote unquote join the digital workforce, join the remote, the online workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com and click on the coach certification button. This episode is also brought to you by Jambo CBD. If you're not already on the CBD train, then I'm sure you've at least heard of it before, because many people thought in the beginning that this was just a legal way to get high. And unfortunately for some of you, you can't get high on CBD. You can try, but you can't get high on it. On the other hand, it can help you sleep better. It can reduce stress and anxiety. It can be huge for pain relief and reducing inflammation. Personally, I've had knee pain for about 5 years now, and I haven't been able to figure out a way to get rid of it. I haven't figured out the root cause. I've worked with PTs and chiropractors, and I just haven't been able to eradicate it. So I have used some pain relieving techniques, and this is one of them. I've used Jambo's Extra Strength 200 milligram balm, and it absolutely does not completely take the pain away, but it makes it manageable. It allows me to get into a deeper squat. It allows me to walk around and just go about my daily activities without feeling much pain at all. And whether that's placebo or not, I really don't care, because I just don't feel like I'm in as much pain. I've also used their sprays, and there's a really subtle relaxing effect to the sprays. So that's pretty great. It's helpful for sleep and reduces a little bit of like a feeling of tension in my chest, which I often call anxiety. It's great for athletes and recovery. And some specifics and what sets Jambo apart is that they have 100% natural ingredients, full spectrum CBD sourced from Colorado and Oregon. They have CO2 extracted oils that are, I think, safer. They have therapeutic grade essential oils in a lot of their products, third party lab tested, so it's legit. And they're one of the first CBD companies to post their lab results publicly. I also know the owners of this company very well. They're very close friends of mine, and I trust them deeply. Again, my favorite product of theirs is the 200 milligram extra strength balm. I've also used the sprays, but they also have drops and butters or ghee. I think ghee is like a butter type thing. So there's all sorts of different products, and they're offering you 15% off of anything in their store. And you can get access to that by going to jambocbd.com and use the code BRUTE in all caps. That's B-R-U-T-E in all caps. A couple more things. So a huge plus of their sprays and drops is that they use MCT oil. So since CBD is a fat soluble molecule, it binds with this oil and allows for much more rapid and effective absorption of the actual CBD. It also has essential oils that add flavor, and they bring their own proven health benefits as well. With the muscle balm, since they use ghee as the base, again, ghee is like a butter type thing, The CBD is binding with the ghee fat and it's able to be carried all the way to the bones. Ghee itself has amazing topical healing properties, and when CBD is added, the results can be pretty profound. So again, you can get access to this discount, 15% off of all of their products, by going to jumbocbd.com and enter the code BRUTE, all caps, at checkout. Go get them.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.